popcorn while grooving to the sounds of Tassels, Basketball, and DJ Tristan Orchard. The after party kicks off at 11 p.m. at Shine Nightclub.
Be sure to check out Heebie-Jeebies, a potent cocktail of art and music every Thursday in October at the Chapel Arts, presented by Beatroot Magazine and WinnieCooper.net.
Unrefined Sonic Promotions is proud to present Next Music from Tokyo, Volume 2, Thursday, October 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret, featuring Mass of the Fermenting Dregs, Sargent, Unnellies, and Sasquatch. Next Music from Tokyo is a series of tours bringing Japanese bands to Canada with the aim of showcasing the country's diverse indie and underground rock scenes, saving us the hassle of flying to Japan. So don't miss Next Music from Tokyo, Volume 2, featuring Mass of the Fermenting Dregs, Sargent, Unnellies, and Sasquatch, Thursday, October 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors at 8 o'clock, show at 9. Tickets are only $10 and can be purchased in advance from ticketweb.ca.
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey everybody, this is Bleak in at CITR holding down the fort here. Wish I could tell you what's been going on here for the last hour and a half, but I can't. Really? But here we are. I'm live this evening, and this evening I've got a bunch of new things lined up for you, including Tape Recorder. It's a new vinyl we have in the studio here. We also have some Shiyi, I believe it's pronounced. And I've got some Shimmering Stars. They're a band that is doing, pretty amazing things in my opinion. And a friend of mine is in that band. Very good friend. And I didn't know much about them. I don't know if it just escaped me or I just was blissfully unaware, or if he was just keeping it from me for some unknown reason. I have a theory, but that doesn't matter. I've got in front of me also Ganglions, I've got some Liars, and a bunch of stuff like that. Let's hear Tape Recorder right now, though, and a track called On the Wall, which I think is meant to be just sort of like a filler track, but for me it's a kind of a beautiful thing because it's so weird and warbly, and I like it. So here it is, Tape Recorder on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
One. Thank you.
Is Ganglions with 2 June from Monster Headroom from Ganglions on the Wood Cyst label, which is one of my favorite labels. And I think I share that with a couple other people here at CITR, if not more. I know Luke Meat is particularly fond of Wood Cyst, and so is, well, a bunch of people are. Before that, we heard Women with Heat Distraction from Public Strain. Newer stuff from Women here. We heard Shi Yi. Shi Yi was the second band we played tonight, and Devil's Mountain was the name of that from the self-titled LP we have here in the studio. Tape Recorder started our show tonight with On the Wall. That was just sort of a track that went into a loop track of a nice sort of warbled sounds. And I don't know what it is about me that I'll like, yeah, that's a song. But this is good because it's just sort of warbly noise. that goes nowhere. That's my favorite. I don't know. And we have Waves coming up after our break. So sit tight. We're going to listen to a few announcements. And we'll be right back. Waves and Shimmering Stars coming up.
UnionEvents.com presents Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine with Subhumans and Fuel Injected 45, Saturday, October 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. Formerly of the Dead Kennedys, legendary musician, poet, and activist Jello Biafra returns to Vancouver with his new band, whose sound retains some of the spy music on meth chaos of the Dead Kennedys, while adding a healthy dose of Detroit-style proto-punk mixed with layers of sonic guitar noise. Door time is 7 p.m. That's Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, Saturday, October 16th at the Rickshaw Theater. For tickets and information, visit unionevents.com.
And here we are at CITR Radio. Exquisite Corpse is what you're listening to with your host, DJ Bleak. Here I am again, you know, 10 and a half years of trying to quit this thing. I never seem to do it. No, I really love this, but it, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, should I be doing something with my life? It always seems like there's something else that should be happening that never seems to. And I think it's because of all the other things that I'm locked into. And CITR shouldn't feel that way, and it doesn't most of the time, but I think, would I be doing something more important if I wasn't giving my time? And then I think, well, what would I be doing? Then I'd disappear if I wasn't doing this, so I don't know what to do. When I really think about it, I love what I'm doing here. So, you know. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah, we were doing a radio show. We're going to be heading into some Waves, and then I'm going to be getting into my friend Rory's new band, Shimmering Stars, and he's been busy at that and putting out some really interesting releases. Going to go to his MySpace page for those tracks and tell you more about that in a bit. But here's Waves. And a track called When Will You Come on Exquisite Corpse. That didn't sound good.
Come on.
that was Waves with When Will You Come, and like I said, Shimmering Stars coming up here, but I wanted to tell you a little bit more about that. They got a MySpace page at, myspace.com/StarsShimmer. Interesting. Stars Shimmer. So, anyway, band consists of, my friend Rory McClure. He's got a web... The MySpace page is kind of... It's not very informative, let's say. You don't see any of the band members. What I know is that I should know more. I mean, I really should know more. Rory's in this band, and I know that he gets quite a bit of help, evidently, from the guy from Mode Modern. And I don't remember his name either. I don't get out much. Anyway, Shimmering Stars. Now on CITR, this track is called Let It Be Me. Enjoy.
Don't take the stand from me. enough. We gave up on our jobs and put back all our time to spend it walking.
Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, Prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound. Tune into Annoyz with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Annoyz, music that isn't in its right mind.
Solo.
This is the ITR Radio on 101.9 Vancouver. What the hell? The Elephants was the last track we played. Invisible Blue from The Elephants. And if you like The Elephants there, if you like what you heard, you should know that The Elephants, they're a Tacoma band, Tacoma, Washington. They changed their name, though, to the Nightgowns. So if you're interested in that, you might want to check out Nightgowns and find them there as that band. We heard Liars before that, The Overachievers from the Liars' newest release, and Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti was before that. I Can't Hear My Eyes, and that sounded like one of those tracks you heard in 1973 again and again on AM radio. And that's kind of what Ariel Pink does in some ways. And he sort of cleaned it up a bit and polished it up. And I don't know if I like the polished version compared to his sort of lo-fi, dark, kind of brooding, reverb-laden stuff. I like that. I don't know what he's doing now. I think I don't know. I'm sure you know what I'm getting at. So moving on. Shimmering Stars did a track, Let It Be Me, and that was just over a minute and a half. Short song from Shimmering Stars, who I'm going to have them on the show eventually. Because they're friends of mine. Very close friends of mine in that band. So we're going to be featuring them a lot in the future. I'm a little late on the draw for this band, and I feel bad about that. So I'm going to have Rory in here sometime. What else we got coming up? Let me see. Oh yeah, I got Blank Dogs in the mix for you. A track that I like. It's not a very new one, but it's one that is one of my favorites of all time. Blank Dogs with Spinning. Why don't we move right into that? Okay. And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR.
Magazine presents the Canadian premiere of For Once in My Life, playing at the 2010 Vancouver International Film Festival. This refreshingly candid film follows the spirit of the Goodwill Band, a group whose players cope with an array of disabilities, be it autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, or blindness, as they work towards a performance in front of 1,000 people at Miami's opulent Opera House. Their struggles are inherently dramatic and capably set the stage for a show-stopping finale. Don't miss For Once in My Life, playing Friday, October 1st at 10:45 a.m. at Pacific Cinematheque, Thursday, October 7th at 6:40 p.m. at Granville Empire 7, and Saturday, October 9th at noon, also at the Granville Empire 7. For tickets and more information, visit biff.org.
Now, for those who are huddled around radios in the forgotten corners of the world, I will listen to you. These are my heroes. They work hard and they give back and they keep going without complaint.
Indeed. Hello, this is CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hey. We heard Moon Duo last there, and Motorcycle I Love You from Escape, Moon Duo's four-song EP, and looking forward to more things from Moon Duo, please, and hope they come through town soon, and I hope that I realize it when it happens. Blank Dogs with Spinning before that from the singles. Also, it's also on the Yeti disc number 8. I forgot. It's 6? I don't know. Anyway, the Elephants were before that. Invisible Blue. Are we caught up? You get where we are now? Good. So check out some of the stuff happening at the Vancouver International Film Festival. That's a good idea. I've got a track that I play every now and then, and I think it drives people crazy, but I like it. I had it on a tape for many years that I recorded a show on KUPS Tacoma. And I think it was right before I started DJing there. I'm not so certain about that, though. But anyway, I had this tape for many years, and it had this song on it, and I could never find it. And I finally found it. I finally found out who it was because of the internet, you know, the interweb mix, everything. A little easier to research. And so I found who the creator was and bought one of these discs online. Anyway, to make a long story short, it was, that track Jimmy Because from Joshua Freed, and there's several different versions of it on the album, but I kind of like this one. It's the one that I had recorded, so here it is. Jimmy Because from Joshua Freed on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Now, through an amazing process called personal time reselection, you can relive the happiest 5 minutes of your life once every hour. My name is Minnie because my name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Jimmy because 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 my name is Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. Hi! I'm Bob Apparatus, hi! I'm Bob Apparatus, hi! I'm Bob Apparatus, why? Because. My My name is Minnie because my name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Timmy because my name is Timmy. Because my name is Timmy because my name is Timmy. Because my name is Timmy because my name is Timmy. Because my name is Timmy because my name is Timmy. Because my name is Timmy because my name is Timmy. My name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Jimmy because my name is Jimmy. Because my name is Jimmy. Because my name is Jimmy. Because my name is.
Wonderful and exciting place. And there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Thank you.
Wow, you're listening to CITR. Oh, 101.9 in Vancouver. Yeah, thanks for dropping by. That track from Janine, who dropped me a line on through the email. I got this special thing that I get with my interweb, where people can mail me notes and letters and things through like an electronic means. And what I do is I open a special web page sort of thing that you can read it right there in front of you on a computer. And people send me stuff that is interesting. And so, you know, I just thought I'd mention that to you. It's pretty cool. And so I got this stuff from Janine, and she sent me this thing a mail a while ago. Field recordings. That was called Art Snob. It was recorded while walking through the Guggenheim last fall. And that's evidently the track we heard. I didn't know it was going to be much of sniffling. But nevertheless, from Janine. And that's from Art Snob. She's evidently an artist at Emily Carr. And let me just see here. Let's see if there's any more information on her. She didn't send me much. You know, a lot of stuff. A lot of my gripe about the Emily Carr artists. And even, you know, and some of the local arts in town is that everything's so obtuse and sort of difficult to understand and hard to figure out who it is and what it is. And anyway, she says, she sent me another note because I said, well, who are you? What's this about? Her name is Janine Fry and Jutley, and I'm sure I slaughtered that. She's at her fourth year at Emily Carr, was born in the Yukon, grew up at PEI, started becoming interested in sound art and field recording last year, but I've always been musically inclined. She has more soundings on a blog, along with more art, events, and videos. And that is at no W's, Free Jutes, Free J-O-O-T-S dot word. Press.com. And that is where you can find more from Janine Jutley, I guess. Okay. Anyway, I hope you enjoy that. Before that, we heard some former Yugoslavia, and that's an interesting thing, too. Former Yugoslavia is a band from the Snuggles Collective that I know from the Snuggles list online. It's usually a what is it? It's a Negative Land fan group, let's say. And so we get lots of, you know, I don't think that the group's as sort of creative as they used to be in the sort of the sound art and sampling fields as they were before. I am trying to figure out why there is such a strange hiss in my headphones. I hope you're not hearing it. And I'm also on another one of those email type lists called I can't think of it right now. Anyway, but somebody sent me another thing with some interesting stuff. Nula does some interesting sound art, sound collage sort of things every once in a while, and so I sent another one along through this thing. So Nuala's got some new stuff up, and we're going to be, I think, hearing some of that. I don't know if I can find it properly. So, stick around. Anyway, what's the detritus? The Rumori Digest. That's what it is. Okay, so Nuala rebooted. Hear what this sounds like. I'm not sure. Nuala. Anyway, I'm doing my darndest to bring this to you, and once again, it's an artist site, so it's all very obtuse. Hard to figure out what is where and what it all means. But I think we got something for you. Nuala and track that is titled Coral Scratch. This might take us on out of here, my friends. It's a long one. And so, anyway, remember, the future is bleak and Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. Stay tuned for that. I will see you next week. And maybe I'll have a very interesting show prepared for you. I've been working on a few ideas. But good night, my friends. Once again, this is Nuala, blog.nuala.cc for more information.